Hey James, welcome to Anchor. This is Lenny. I have a station on Anchor as well. It's called Pure Beast Nation. We do a lot of events, a collaboration in the LA Hollywood area. We just wanted to stop by to say hello and welcome.
Thank you for the love. I really do appreciate it. Thanks for the welcome and all that. Thanks for favoriting me also. Thanks to all y'all who actually favorited me last night. There's a good few of you guys who happen to be, if you look on the trending page of this Anchor app, you guys are up there. So I do appreciate it. And I'm still curious about how that trending part works. Like, is that how, you know, it says how, like, the most popular, but how popular is this app? I'm real curious about who gets these stations. Is it only people who get Anchor stations who get these, people who only use Anchor app who actually get the stations? I know for a fact that I can post these on, like, Apple Podcasts or some of the fans coming from there. A few questions I got. So anybody want to hop in the comments, do a little short call in, you guys hit me up about that. But anyway, let's get on with tonight's episode or little segment, you know what I'm saying? So tonight I'd like to talk about relationships. Yesterday we talked about dating in Atlanta, but that was just a little taste of dating in general. We can go in more depth on dating in a future episode. But tonight I want to, you know, kind of hone in on relationships, but more specifically infidelity in relationships, and how that ends relationships, and where the infidelity came from. Because I myself have been hurt by that, but over a course of time of thinking and, you know, looking at myself, I realized that nothing comes out of nowhere. Nobody just decides one day that they want to have sex with somebody else or be with somebody else. It's always based on something. And that's not condoning the action, but, you know, we always have to, everybody needs to look back at themselves, especially in relationships, because I think we can forget that we have somebody else's emotions and feelings in our hands. You know what I'm saying? We can be sometimes inconsiderate with our time or the things that we say or do, or the things we said we would do that we either decided we weren't going to do or subconsciously decided that it wasn't as important. It's not as important to us as it is to the person that we said we would do it for. So tonight we're going to get in on that. Now, what I want to talk about, I kind of like got the idea to talk about this just because of some stuff I see in my Facebook feed. And one thing I saw on Twitter earlier today, where a girl posted something that said he likes to call her, like, out of her name, like a slut, excuse me for cursing, but like a bitch or something like that. But he neglects to mention that all the stuff that he did to get her there. He neglects to mention that he wasn't the man he was supposed to be. That he was, like, you know, kind of stagnant and something like that. You know what I'm saying? And there's truth to that. There is a truth to that. Like, if as a man, like, if men, we gotta do better as, you know, at being men, which sounds funny, you know, because we really don't owe anybody anything. But when it comes to this day and age, or just in general, you know what I'm saying, nobody wants to be with somebody who is stagnant. I spoke on that yesterday, and that can be from, you know, a litany of things can be stagnation. You don't have to be like the dude. You don't got to be that dude making all the money who everybody knows and yada yada yada. But you also don't want to be the bottom dude. You don't want to be a guy that's easily disrespected by people or doesn't really care about the way he looks or where his life is or where his life's going, and he's perfectly fine with the status quo. Nobody ever wants anybody who's perfectly fine with the status quo. Nobody should ever be perfectly fine with their status quo. As of now, you can be P. Diddy or Jay-Z, you still shouldn't be fine with your status quo. You should always be trying to, like, push the status quo and change it and make it better for yourself, because there's no such thing as too much work or perfect. You can never be perfect in this world. There's always something you can work towards. So with saying that, as men, we should try to, one, do the things we say we're going to do. If we say we're going to do something, we should do it. Or even more so, we should keep up. So if we have a certain appearance, one, don't be fake about your appearance. Like, a lot of cats in Atlanta actually, like, they stunt real hard, and they stunt like they have something or they are something if they're not. And if they get in some kind of relationship with this chick who thought they were this certain thing and turns out that's a lie, she gonna dip out real fast. Now, in the term where she dips out real fast, that does not give her the right to disrespect you and, you know, go jump in somebody else's bed, you know, and not even like jump in somebody else's bed when she's still with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she decides to leave you, she comes up to you like a mature person and says, this isn't what I thought it was. This isn't working out for me. And she wants to leave. And even better, if she comes to you and says that and still gives it room for you to improve, or at least to, you know, you want to say your piece. And you can give her a hope that you will improve. That's better. But if she does that, you don't improve, and then she comes back at you and says, "Hey, this is not what I want, and I gotta go. This isn't it." And that's, you know, that's all love. That's respect, because that's that. She's, you know, she's broken ties. She can do whatever she wants to do. She ain't gotta wait a certain amount of time. It's whatever. She can do her thing, and you have no right to disrespect her, call her out her name, or whatever. Because everybody has a choice. Nobody has to stick with the decisions they made yesterday. They can change their mind like that, and that, nothing's wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Now, on the flip side, if she was to keep her mouth shut, or she would try to communicate with you without actually saying words. Like, she would stop having sex with you. Like, you guys haven't had sex in like a few weeks, or like maybe a month, something like that. Or she's acting a certain way towards you and she's not communicating. And she decides to take it upon herself to go and find someone else, who's probably willing to give her some of the stuff that you weren't giving her. Whether that's good sex, whether that's more money, whether it's, more, like safety, or feeling, there's a word I'm looking for right here, but let's just say, like, stick with safety. Like, she feels like he, like, you know, whoever that guy is doing the things that he says he's gonna do, and she trusts that he's gonna do it. And for whatever reason, she doesn't trust you in that way, and she finds that dude, chances are the first thing that's gonna happen is sex. And even if it's not sex, it can be emotional cheating, it can just be talking, it could be her, you know, still staying with you, but still, you know, moonlighting with this other cat. If she does that, and, you know, and takes it upon herself to do that, then she, like, that's extreme disrespect to you as a person. And regardless of what, like, part you had to play in the relationship, nobody should ever take that. I say regardless, but just, you know, short of you beating her or cheating on her, you know, you were the one who cheated on her first, there's no reason anybody, like, nobody has the right to disrespect you by lying to your face and then stepping out with somebody else when they're not in front of you. You know what I'm saying? That's the ultimate disrespect. Like, nobody ever deserves that. You know what I'm saying? And on the flip side, it's the same thing with men. And I think it's different when it comes to men and women with cheating. For women, it's usually mostly always about sex. And, you know, they can be happy in their relationship and everything. And a girl could be the bomb, whatever. But sometimes they look at something else that's shiny and new, and they're like, ah, I kind of want that, you know? It's like, and I guess we can use the excuse that we're hunters or whatever like that. But no, we all have self-control, and, you know, we make decisions based on what we want. And I mean, right now, like I said before, yesterday, I told you guys I'm a Christian. I mean, I've been a Christian all my life, but I'm making the conscious decision to follow a certain path. So I'm not having sex right now. It's not that I can't have sex right now, but I'm making the conscious decision not to do so. I'm not saying that's easy, but it's something I'm doing. And I know it's not ever impossible for anybody not to cheat on the person that they're with. You know what I mean? I bring this whole situation up because that post that she made kind of seemed like it was just a broad spectrum. And it couldn't even, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be alluding to cheating. It could just be alluding to her breaking up with the dude, and not giving a reason, and then him being upset and, you know, like, cursing her out or something like that. The way it was written, it kind of seemed like she was almost giving a pass to infidelity based on the merit of the man that she was with, but based on her not being happy in the relationship that she was with. Obviously, it was hypothetical, because it wasn't like, I don't think it was about her specifically, but she was like, maybe something she's gone through in the past, which I took problem with, because nobody should ever have the right to cheat on anybody for any reason. Like, if you don't want to be in the relationship, dip the F out. You know what I mean? Be like the bigger person. Communicate You know, if you love the person like a lot of people claim they do after they cheat and they get caught, communicate with the person prior to you cheating. You know what I'm saying? I had a conversation with my homegirl, Ranisha, about this same thing. And we were both looking back at our like relationships and life and stuff like that. And I was like, if people could just take a step back out of their emotions, which is a lot easier said than done, and communicate what they're feeling to their significant other, whether you're on the side of the person who feels like they want to cheat and be with somebody else, or you're on the side of the person who can see that it's coming from their significant other. They see that they're becoming more distant. And instead of staying quiet, you should approach your significant other and saying, I'm noticing these things about you. Is there something you want to talk about? Or if you're a person who is thinking about stepping out with somebody else, you should approach your significant other and saying, I'm not 100% happy in this relationship, and something needs to change. Obviously, you can go through counseling, guys can talk to each other, but cheating shouldn't even be the last resort. You shouldn't cheat. And I feel like people do that because they feel trapped, and you should never feel trapped. So here's what the tweet actually said. It says, and he'll be angry. He'll call her a few names and tell anyone who will listen that she turned out to be this and turned out to be that. But he will always conveniently fail to mention all the real life BS he did to her. He will leave out just how long she took it and even try to help him improve, change, and be the best man he could be. But she had to understand that he's a coward and he's toxic. Pause. That's not the end of it. Real quick. I do not believe, and I do not push the message that anybody who's not where they should be in life, even if they are really stagnant, is a coward or toxic. Everybody goes through life. Everybody's life is their own journey, and they go through it at their pace. Now, you can choose to rock with them at their pace. You can choose not to, but you have no right to be mad at somebody for not being at a certain level in life. Now, if you are in a relationship with somebody and they're not in a certain level of life, and you may even try to leave them and they kind of coerce you into staying with them with the old baby pleases or with the promises that they'll change and then they continue not to change, then yes, they are a coward and a toxic person because they're keeping you there. Like, they're not only like, it's different from somebody who's in a transition in their life or who's really lost and they have no idea what they're doing, being in a relationship with somebody who's not as lost and they have a better direction going with their lives. Because they're not toxic. They just need a little bit of direction, and they'll take that direction. And sometimes it'll be good, and sometimes they won't take the direction, but they won't force that person to stay with them. And there's an opposite part where that there is somebody who's not trying to take direction. They're trying to force the person to stay with them for whatever reason they decide they want to. You know, they want the person to stay with them, and that's very toxic because that traps that other person. And like I said before, nobody wants to feel trapped. Feeling trapped makes you do different things that you normally wouldn't do. I mean, you corner an animal, you have no idea what a corner animal is going to do. They just want to get out and they want to survive. So let me finish this. And when a toxic person can no longer control you, they will try to control how others see you. The misinformation will feel unfair, but stay above it, trusting that other people will eventually see the truth just like you did. Now, that I do like, and that I do agree with. And what it sounds like is this person, she met a guy who she thought might have a certain mindset and a certain character that in the long run he really didn't have. And she tried to help change him. At that point, now she did put herself in that situation instead of leaving. And of course, I'm not going to blame anybody, especially if he did cheat on her. I'm not going to blame her for staying with the cat, especially if she saw something was wrong with him. But she did make the effort to stay with him, probably out of love, because she wanted to help change him. You know, she wanted to help uplift him as a person, which is a beautiful thing. And instead of just, you know, saying use a bum nigga, she tried to stay with this cat and then help him out with his life, which I think is actually pretty cool. It's not a lot of people in life who do that, let alone women, you know what I mean, who actually do that and actually stay with somebody in hopes that they will inspire that person to change. And there are a lot of instances where that's happened, and that person will have an inspiration to change for the better. Even myself, and including myself in my last big relationship, although we broke up and it was bad and it was ugly, I left there knowing a lot more about myself than I did when I got in the relationship. And I was hurt when the relationship ended, but it was for the better because I looked at myself in a certain light. I'm like, wow, this is why this happened. And there's like, I could literally like count down the things, you know, count down the stuff that I ignored and that I didn't take care of myself for myself, the things that I ignored in the relationship that looked bad. You know, there's certain things that you do that you can change, and I didn't. But now I know, and I know things I need to work on as a person, not even just for a relationship, but more importantly for myself and for my own well-being. And that sounds like, it sounds like that's the kind of person that she was. And this guy that she ran into didn't appreciate that. I hope I'm not taking her story out of context. And I hope nobody thinks that I'm attacking this girl about what she said. But I think that can be taken and misconstrued as a broad, it's okay to cheat on somebody if they're not what you're looking for, which is never okay. Hey, shout out to her too for making that post and shedding light about how people actually act when relationships end and what they say. And I think that's a really good segue into this: perception versus reality. Perception of what's actually going on in your relationship or in your life versus what the reality is. And that could be how you perceive it or how somebody else on the outside perceives it. Now, in this instance, she was talking about how somebody else on the outside perceives it, and which was based on the testimony of this guy who was on the inside. And his testimony to these people on the outside could be based on his perception of the events. Now, let's say that this girl's in college. She's got her own car. She's you know, about to graduate. She's got some cool stuff going on. She meets this guy. Doesn't matter where. She starts to like him, you know, he looks good, yada yada. They start dating and stuff. He lives with his mom and got no car and got no license, has no, and I mean, not even being like a struggling artist where he's struggling and he has a dream, has no dream or drive whatsoever. And that eventually sees that reality in him. Now she sees him as he actually is, and she decides to stay for a while. Hoping that her encouragement and her actual drive and her encouragement for his life, her and her drive for her own life will, you know, be an inspiration for him to change. It doesn't, you know, it's not an inspiration. He doesn't change, and then she decides to dip out. Now, from his perception, he hasn't seen any of this. I guarantee you 100%, he hasn't seen any of these signs whatsoever. Now he's probably subconsciously aware of two things. One, where he's at in life, because ain't no way any kind of grown man living with his mom and not realize how dumb he looks. And two, the change in how she's acting towards him. She's not as lovey with him, she's not as kissy with him. She may not even like to be seen holding hands with him in public or whatever, you know, stuff like that. And those are two things he knows for sure. Now, on the former tip, when it comes to his own life, he may just be fine with the status quo. And him being fine with status quo, he's like, oh, this isn't a problem whatsoever. She's already dating me. She's already interested in me. One thing we all got to get real straight real fast is just because somebody's dating you that day does not mean that they'll be dating you tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's not a forever thing. Nothing is a forever thing. Even things that seem like forever things take a whole bunch of work. It takes a whole bunch of trial and error and picking it up and putting it back down and, you know, stuff like that, you know. Now, in this instance, he neglected to try to improve his own life. And being with a girl who's probably as intelligent as this hypothetical woman is, chances are he probably can see that it is affecting the relationship. He's just naive enough to think that the cuteness and the flowers and the lovey-dovey crap is going to make it last when it's not. Now, she goes on and breaks up with him. Bam. That's it. Now, since he hasn't seen anything like that coming, he's like, oh, she loves me. She's just not going to break up with me. Maybe I have a chance to save this. and she goes and breaks up with him, and his heart's all broken and crap like that. Then he's mouthing off to the homies, talking about, hey, she's this, this, that, and that. And of course, he's 100% neglecting the fact, he's 100% neglecting to speak on the part that he played in a relationship. And everybody has a part they played in a relationship, whether they're the person who gets cheated on or the person who does the cheating. Everybody has a part in the relationship that led to that point. You know what I'm saying? So now he's mouthing off and neglecting to talk about, you know, who he actually is as a boyfriend. And it's kind of hard, like, you know, you need to go through relationships to see what healthy relationship practices are, and what somebody who looks like they can have a healthy relationship looks like. Because not everybody knows. It's not as obvious as some people like to make it seem. It's really not. You need to learn who you are as a person and how that affects the other person that you're with. And that's a really important thing that I think a lot of people neglect to look at or even think about prior to getting in a relationship, especially nowadays where we are. We got Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and everything's so immediate. You know, I could find a new girlfriend right now and be perfectly fine, at least sexually be perfectly fine, if I was still doing that, you know. And, you know, they say, like, as millennials, we have this thing where we need to have everything happen like now. We need constant and immediate, I guess I can say, gratification and, goodness, what's the word? Gratification and, dang it, I can't remember the word. No, but, like, we need instant gratification. We need, when we want something, we want it now. We don't want it tomorrow. We want it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want this new job now. I want this new camera now. I want this new girlfriend now. I want this perfect relationship now. And we neglect the entire work progress from getting to point A to point B. And that's a real problem, especially in relationships. Now, getting back to perception, he feels like it's okay to mouth off to his homies about this girl in this way because he feels like he's been wronged in some way because she broke up with him. And when it comes to, like, being, you know, hopeless romantic or being in love, you feel like that person owes you their heart just because they may have even said they'll be with you forever. That doesn't mean they're actually going to be with you forever. You take that to heart and you feel like they've wronged you by leaving you. And that's not the truth. That's not the case. He just didn't understand what a relationship actually was and the reality of who he was.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, get at me, guys. If you guys think I said something that you disagree with, let me know. You know, call in, leave a little segment, and I'll respond. This is episode 2 of Where's the Wi-Fi? This is... goodness, what's the title of this... Where's the Truth? Cheating and Relationships. That's the title of this episode. Episode 2 of Where's the Wi-Fi, titled Where's the Truth? Cheating and Relationships. Yeah. Touched on cheating, touched on perceptions. And I think perception's really interesting in life in general, from when you're talking to somebody to when you're in a marriage with somebody. A lot of things could happen and you perceive it a certain way. So I suggest this: always communicate. I think communication is key in everything you do, especially relationships, and relationships of any kind. It could be from friendships to family, to whatever, and of course, you know, dating and you know, romantic relationships. Communicate. Keeping things like held up does not help anybody, especially yourself. If you feel like you're protecting somebody's feelings by not communicating how you feel, you're not, because chances are, if you're hiding it from them, you're going to want to get an outlet for that somewhere, and chances are you're going to hurt them even more so than you just being upfront with them in the first place. So, anyway, it's around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm on my security shift. This is what I do on my security shift. Hey, please tell me if I should start doing this earlier so I can get, like, some actual listeners. Like, if I do this in the morning, like, when I'm leaving my security job, if that'd be better, that way you guys actually tune in and I can get in that good old top sweet spot of the top 10 in this trending thing for this ridiculous app. I'm joking. It's not ridiculous. I F with Anchor. Thanks, y'all. But, yeah, please let me know, comment, you know, favorite. Thanks for everybody who's already favorited and all that. Tell me if I'm doing a bad job or not. You know, I like to continue doing this. I like to make it a bit more interesting, getting some guests on with some interviews, having a few friends of mine talk. I'm posting this stuff on iTunes. I'm going to try to post it on Spotify. I'm sharing it on Twitter. Follow my Twitter at Where's the Wi-Fi. I had a few other Twitters before, but I've fallen off Twitter like for the past few years. The last time I was really on Twitter tough is when it really first popped up and it was real popular. And that's back when like I was a sophomore in high school, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a minute. Anyway, so follow me on Twitter at Where's the Wi-Fi. The Where's has a Z in it. So it's Where's with a Z underscore the underscore Wi-Fi. You'll see my face. Good picture of my good old looking face. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on the gram too. That one is actually at James underscore Morgan dot prime. Or it's at James dot Morgan underscore prime. I gotta remember exactly what it is. But that's my Instagram. That's my Twitter. All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of your night. Chances are y'all are sleeping. So enjoy your sleep while you're sleeping. Wake up, you know, check out this podcast. Hopefully, you know, not that these might be things you've already thought about and you've already considered for yourself, but maybe you guys want to have another conversation about it. Or maybe I've brought up something you never thought about. Maybe you've just gone through something like this in a relationship. And I remember the time when I was going through it, I definitely could use like somebody to bounce ideas off of and just talk to you, like, and obviously ask the question why, you know. So hopefully this maybe gives you a little insight and something to think about. Always look at yourself, because there's always a reason that something happens. Once again, it's not, you know, it's not condoning anybody's actions past that, but you always gotta look at yourself. And honestly, in looking at yourself, it kind of brings you peace. Because you're not just, you know, thinking that this person did this out of malice and just to hurt you. Like, it was reactionary. Most of the time, it's reactionary. So it gives you a certain peace. And with that information, you can make it so it never happens to you again. At least to all your power, because you never know what somebody's going to do. But you can at least make sure that you are doing what you know you're supposed to be doing. That way, if somebody does, you know, slip up and get real stupid with you like that, you'd be like, all right, whatever, you're the one missing out, not me. But anyway, guys, all right, love y'all. I'm seeing this is James Morgan. You're listening to Where's the Wi-Fi on Anchor FM. All right, y'all, peace. I'll listen to this, this girl, Miguel and J. Cole.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.